I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on calls to revamp the state's drug diversion programs for physicians and healthcare workers. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. The head of a key legislative committee is calling for audits of state-run substance abuse programs for healthcare professionals. It comes as the state medical board is getting ready to shut down its diversion program for doctors in June. Diversion programs enable healthcare workers to keep their licenses if they agree to go through treatment programs and undergo random testing. Under the existing program, physicians come to the attention of the medical board either because they get reported by a hospital for being impaired on the job, they were turned in by the Department of Justice after getting arrested for a DUI or drug possession, or they turn themselves in. The medical board would convene an advisory committee to come up with a treatment and follow-up plan for each case. State Medical Board President Dr. Richard Fantozzi.
The monitoring program was designed under the auspices of getting doctors that had substance problems into a structured monitoring environment. The concept of being if all the dominoes fell in the proper place, that it would be better to have a doctor under monitoring and follow the yellow brick road that leads you to consumer protection if the doctor is in monitoring versus not.
Physicians could also face administrative action by their hospital or institution. They could choose whatever rehab program they wanted, even go outside of the state. They would then agree to follow up drug testing for a certain period of time. But a series of state audits turned up inconsistencies and flaws in the way the program was run, so the medical board decided to shut it down. Fantozzi says that doesn't mean there's no oversight.
There's some sense by some, which is incorrect, that with the sunsetting of the board's diversion program, there's a vacuum. That there's no monitoring, what are we going to do? These poor doctors are left out with no place to go, and hence the board has placed consumers in harm's way. Absolutely nothing could be farther from the truth. There are multiple monitoring facilities and agencies and organizations within the state of California.
He points to the University of California at San Diego, which is developing a clinical diagnostic evaluation to monitor physicians in recovery, and professional facilities like the Betty Ford Clinic, which is looking into opening a satellite facility in the Bay Area that could diagnose and treat physicians. The State Medical Board is actually the only state health profession licensing board to run its own diversion program. The boards that govern nurses, pharmacists, physicians assistants, osteopaths, and other healthcare professionals all run their diversion programs through an independent contractor called Maximus Incorporated. Russ Heimerich is a spokesman for the California Department of Consumer Affairs, which is jurisdiction over all of the so-called healing arts except chiropractors. He says even though only one contractor monitors all of the diversion programs, they're not standardized.
There are standards. There are some common standards, and then there are some standards specific to each board for their diversion program. All of the board, though, do have a diversion program in statute. In other words, the law requires them to offer a diversion program.
Senator Mark Ridley Thomas, a Los Angeles Democrat, held a hearing last week to find ways to come up with standards. He's calling for a formal audit of the independent contractor. He's concerned that some healthcare professionals are allowed to keep working while they're in treatment. Again, Russ Heimerich with the Department of Consumer Affairs says the licensing boards each have their own separate policies.
For most of the boards, when somebody enters a diversion program, at the beginning of their treatment, they aren't allowed to work. For example, with the Board of Registered Nursing, entering the diversion program means a nurse is not allowed to work until such time as the contractor and the diversion committee of the board say it's okay for them to go back to work. So it can be a few months before somebody's allowed back to work. It can be a year or more before somebody's allowed back to work. And then it can take some time afterwards to make sure that that individual hasn't relapsed and remains clean and sober.
Ridley Thomas said in an unrecorded interview that as state regulatory bodies, the boards cannot accept anything less than 100% success, and he's calling for a zero-tolerance policy for health workers who are impaired on the job. They have to clean up or lose their license. That's a tall order when the success rate for most recovery programs is less than 50%, and many addicts relapse at least once before achieving long-term sobriety. Dr. David Pating, immediate past president of the California Society of Addiction Medicine, says physicians have a higher risk of addiction than the general public.
Physicians are like any other people in that the rates of addiction are comparable to slightly higher than the public. Usually around 11 to 13% of physicians over their lifetime will have a substance-related issue.
Paining is working with the state to develop a possible replacement for the current diversion program.
The emphasis of my organization is on developing a program that would proactively try to reduce the risk of physician impairment, particularly to make sure that the public is safe. We believe that we can do this by having a program which emphasizes prevention and early intervention of physicians that have impairment, so that they're be willing to voluntarily come forward before there are any safety concerns. Physicians and pilots and other safety professionals that are under work-related mandates for treatment actually do better in their long-term recovery than patients that are not under strong mandates. So the physicians in diversion programs or in physician health programs do better in general with regards to their illness and their long-term outcome.
One of the issues the state is considering is whether to keep the programs confidential. Some think that concealing the fact that a health professional is in recovery compromises public safety, while others argue that ensuring confidentiality encourages them to come forward and seek help. State Medical Board President Richard Fantozzi doesn't think doctors should get any special breaks.
There's 127,000 doctors in the state licensed. There's approximately 100,000 doctors that are in active practice. The number of people that are in our program now and as of 4 or 5 months ago is 203. The experts state that there should be approximately 3,740 people in treatment. So this idea of confidentiality attracts and brings people in is a failed concept. Sounds good, but it didn't work. The board's concept is that by having education mandates for all medical students, all doctors, that we can get a message out that this is what you need to do if you think you have a problem. If you don't do anything and you continue to abuse a substance, then you're at risk for coming under disciplinary action. Please don't come to us. Get help.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you had feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.